These past three weekends, we've had Gospels are really to prepare us in a practical way. They prepare us for next weekend's Gospel, which is, of course, the Passion narrative from the Gospel of John. This year, actually, from the Gospel of Luke on Sunday. So as we hear this Gospel today, we are we heard the story of the born blind, and this weekend's story is of Lazarus, who has died. And in all of these stories, there's a process of conversion that takes place. And it's a long story to help us to see how this process of conversion takes time. It's not really, but instead conversion is something that does take time. Yet in the midst of it all, we know that when we encounter the mercy of Jesus, it is something that also happens instantaneously too. While that process of conversion is one that takes time, knowing God's mercy is something that kind of gives us. And so in this weekend's gospel, the church gives us an image of a tomb that is covered by a stone, a tomb that is covered by a stone. And this tomb that's covered by the stone is one that can stick with us throughout this week. But something that I think that is worth noting as we pray with this gospel, the miracle in this gospel doesn't occur until the stone is moved. And when the stone moves, God moves. When the stone moves, God moves. When we send Lazarus out, glorifies the Father, and performs the miracle. But it requires what? It requires the stone to move. And isn't that so true in our life? If you and I look at the things that we place in front of our relationship with God, you and I, maybe it's the challenging person that we struggle to overcome. Maybe it's the sin that we can't seem to get behind us or past. Maybe it is the act of charity that we're called to do that we just don't want to do. All of those things are great examples. The process of conversion is one that requires all of us to act. It doesn't just happen overnight. And so this season of Lent is a season of prayer, of fasting, and almsgiving. And it's intentional. It's not just meant for Lent, but only 11 days from now. It doesn't end on Holy Thursday, where it begins. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are something that we need to do all year round. They can become amplified, if anything, during the season of Lent. So, as we are celebrating this fifth Sunday of Lent, it's good to remember he wants us to see that we're moving towards him, that we're acting, that we're taking away that stone so that he can perform the miracle in our life that he wants to do, the work that he wants to do, the glorifying of the Father that he wants to do through us and in us. We pray closer to him and rely upon him more, knowing that he is the one that can give us the grace to take away the stone.